CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Next, star Giselle McKenzie.
I don't feel like performing with the miseries of cold and sinus congestion. To feel better fast, I take new improved four-way cold tablets. They're marvelous.
Today's four-way contains a decongestant to drain sinus congestion while it relieves cold distress. Tests prove four-way acts faster than any other leading cold or sinus tablet to relieve muscular pains, reduce fever, relieve headache without upsetting stomach. Drain sinus congestion, too. Get new four-way cold tablets, 39 cents.
Come on, dear. You better get up.
Oh, yeah, I know. Feel as though I just went to bed.
Well, you didn't sleep well last night. I heard you rolling and tossing. You worried about something?
Oh, no, not exactly. Frank, how do you always know I got something on my mind?
Oh, honey, I know you so well. I've sensed it for several days, but I figured you'd tell me when you got around to it.
Yeah, well, it isn't anything, really. Just that the boss has been making so many remarks lately about cutting down, tightening the reins, pulling in our oars, and battening down the hatches. You know how he talks.
Cutting down? You think you're going to be fired?
I don't know. He sure has talked a lot lately about expenses and overhead.
Isn't the company making money?
I don't know. I don't see the books. But I thought so, yes, but... Oh, well, don't worry about it.
Oh, I'm not worried at all.
I can always get a job.
Well, I should say you can. Goodness, smart as you are.
Plus, it's always harder when you're older.
Older? You?
Well, I mean, after all, I'm not 25 anymore.
Well, you're not old. Now, don't you worry.
Oh, I'm not worried at all.
Putting your slippers on the wrong feet.
Oh.
Now, there's something else you're not telling me. You haven't lost your job, have you?
No, for Pete's sake. Oh, you do know me too well. Okay, look, I have heard that Cranshaw is thinking of retiring. Now, look, that is all I've heard, but, I mean, if it's true, maybe he's selling out.
He wouldn't sell out. That company's his baby. But if he's retiring, maybe he needs somebody to replace him. You know, as president and manager. He's always liked you, dear. I'll bet he's called you in for little talks lately because he's considering you and yet still trying to make up his mind.
Oh, like manager?
Girl,
I never thought of that.
I'll bet I'm right. I do. I just have one of those feelings, you know, that I get when I'm right.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Well, I mean, it's only guesswork. Look, so don't say a word to anybody, you know, about what you think. Now, do you hear? Huh?
I think we'll do it in tones of gold and brown with perhaps a splash of red to bring it to life. No?
What are you talking about?
Chair or something. His office. It's so gloomy. I've always hated that hideous dark wood paneling. We'll paint it. Or we'll have it sanded down. Look nice to you, sitting there.
Get me some breakfast, will you? And don't talk about that.
So, think of it, Aunt Effie. His name in big gold letters on the door. Manager.
Isn't that exciting?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, I think so. Dear! You better get down here to breakfast. You'll be late to work.
Yeah, I'm on my way down.
Of course, it probably won't matter when you're the boss. You can be as late as you want to.
Oh, sit down, dear. Yeah. Breakfast is all ready.
Okay.
I was just telling Aunt Effie.
And I think it's so exciting.
Oh, dear. What's the matter? Sit down, honey.
It has not been 20 minutes, not even 20 minutes, since I said to you, it's only guesswork. Yet here you are telling Aunt Effie that it's practically a deed accomplished.
Oh. Well, I just told Aunt Effie.
I said, don't tell anybody.
Well, I hope I'm not just anybody.
Oh, no, I didn't mean that, Aunt Effie. But for Pete's sake, I don't even know that Cranshaw is retiring. But he's already She's already redecorating his office here as if...
I know. Tones of brown and gold, which I think will be lovely.
I do, too.
Look, just pour me some coffee, will you, and put some toast in. Look, I do not like to spoil your plans for my promotion, my sweet, but while I was shaving and showering, I remember that Cranshaw has already been talking to the head office in New York about my next trip.
Hmm?
And since he seems to think I'm the best man he has for that job, I'm pretty sure he will not think of me for his job. Pass the cream and sugar, will you, please?
Yeah, what trip? Where are they sending you?
Well, I go to Norway, Sweden, Denmark, and Switzerland. Mostly, though, I'll be in Italy again, and also taking Greece.
You mean it's definite that you're going?
Well, it's definite that I'm going. I'm not sure when. I mean, sometime this next spring, I'll be going for about 3 months, I guess.
3 months? Then I could go, too. You said if you were gone more than 6 weeks, the company paid the wife's expenses.
Well, yeah, sure. But, I mean, Betsy, though, be in school, and you got Bobby.
Oh, my goodness. We all had such a lovely time together last year when we went to Europe. Wouldn't it be fun if Alvin and I could go, too?
Look, Aunt Effie, I'm going on business, not pleasure. And while I say it's definite, plans can always be changed. So don't start already, you know, worrying about my being gone, honey. You know,
I won't worry about it. I understand.
Hey, is that the time?
Yes, that's why I called you.
Golly, my watch must be wrong again. Well, look, goodbye. I'll see you tonight. Car keys. My briefcase.
Here. Okay. You need some breakfast here.
Never mind. I'll have some sent in. Goodbye.
Well, are you thinking what I'm thinking?
I'm sure I am.
Say, how about giving me a ride home?
Oh, hi, Ann. Gee, I wondered, come on, hop in here before the light changes. And wondered who this pretty girl was who was waving at me.
Just an old married woman who wants to bum a ride home.
Oh.
Well, you all excited?
How? About what?
Oh, really, you men. Aren't you the least bit excited about subletting your house and living in Europe? I wouldn't be able to talk about anything else. Now, it isn't the Isle of Capri you're renting a house on, is it? It's the island of Mallorca, isn't it?
Yeah, but would you answer me one question? Have you been at a luncheon or something today, also attended by my aunt and my wife?
Yes, at Barbara Smith.
Yeah.
And we heard all about it. And if you folks don't pack me in a suitcase and take me along, Jack and I are going to come over and visit you. Say, maybe we could arrange to take that 6-day Aegean Island trip with you. And I also understand you're taking that 9-day trip up the Norwegian fjords and the Alps. And Effie said she's going to climb the Alps.
Has anything said about a safari to Africa?
Why, no. Oh, how exciting!
Yes, isn't it? Well, I'll tell you something that's going to be even more exciting when I get home and have a talk with my wife.
I don't know what you're talking about at all.
My goodness, I don't either. You storm in the house, ranting and raving.
You know perfectly well, both of you. What is all this about subletting the house, living on some island?
Mallorca, it's very cheap. I read an article just 2 weeks ago in the Sunday paper.
But we have made no such plans. Did you go to Byron's for a lunch?
Barbara Smith. And it was for me. I was the guest of honor.
All right, Barbara Smith. I don't care who it was.
She gave me a lovely sterling silver nut dish for a guest of honor. Gift. Just lovely. It's shaped like a seashell.
All right. Shaped like a seashell. Seashell. Yeah, well.
Oh, honey, why are you so upset? I did not say anything was definite.
Well, look, Jack and Ann are already making plans to visit us.
Well, fine. I'd love to see them. Dear Aunt Effie and I just told everyone what we would like to do. We did not
Alvin
say...
didn't raise nearly the fuss you are.
Alvin? Alvin, what? You called up Montana? You talked to Alvin about all this?
I was calling him anyhow. I just mentioned it. After all, he's really retired. His son-in-law can handle the store. And Alvin said whatever I want to do is all right with him.
I don't know why you're making such a fuss, honey. You said it was definite that you were going. And if something can be worked out that we can all go, do you mind?
Now, look, when I just mention something and ask you not to say anything about it, why? Will you tell me why did...
Oh, honey. Oh, goodness, you get it here. I'm going to get dinner started.
Yes, all right, Aunt Effie. Honey, I don't know why you're so sure. We didn't say much to the...
Hello? Hi, Anne. Just talking about you.
Huh? Huh? Why, no! Oh, but how exciting! Yeah, hold on, wait, why didn't you tell us?
Tell you what?
Oh, Aunt Effie! We're going on a safari to Africa! He told Anne that!
Oh, really?
No. Yes, oh,
you chickens, and you never said a word to us. Oh, how thrilling!
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment.
This is Gregory Peck. When you see a movie in CinemaScope or any other big screen process, you're seeing life spread out before your eyes in a big way. Now, of course, life is big in many ways, but when you get down to it, what's important, what makes the big scene move, is people. That goes for everyday life and everyday people. Community life begins with everyday people. And in your community, there's a very human enterprise which recognizes that fundamental fact. I'm talking about your United Way campaign, the once-a-year campaign for all those services that help people in so many ways. They're the people you so often know on your block or the next block, the families with staggering problems, the young people who need care and guidance, the aging, the sick. And you're the one they turn to for a fair chance in life. Please remember those people who need your help. You can help them with one gift to your United Way services. Give generously, the United Way.
Pass me the potatoes, please, honey. Why not?
Look, I do not want to discuss it anymore. When I said that to Anne, I was joking.
All right, you were joking, but I think it's a wonderful idea.
To begin with, the situation in Africa right now...
All right, but what will it be next spring? Naturally, we won't go if there's a lot of trouble, but if things are better...
Can't we drop the subject? I can assure you that going on a safari is the last thing I would ever want to do.
Well, you said it to Anne, and whether you meant it or not, she mentioned it to Jack, and he wants to go.
All right, if Jack wants to go on a safari, he can go. I'm not in the slightest bit interested in hacking my way through the jungle.
Oh, where have you been? Hacking your way through the jungle.
Well,
pass the butter, please. You simply rent cars and guides. It's nothing like you imagine at all.
I mean, you, of all people, you who hate snakes and spiders and any kind of animals.
Well,
and...
I'm adventurous, too.
Oh, I certainly am.
If I may change the subject, where is Betsy?
Just there. She asked if she could eat dinner at Susie's, and I said yes. I thought we could all discuss this better, you know.
Look, Johnny, I am not going to discuss anything. I may or may not leave on a business trip next spring. Betsy will be in school.
There are American schools
and
in
I
Europe.
Would not, all right, but I would not even consider subletting our new house to strangers who might spill things on the new rugs, burn holes in tables and slip covers. Now, I don't like our furniture being used
we
by...
We can store the furniture, Aunt Effie, and I checked on that today.
It's not expensive at all. And we checked with the real estate office, and she said you could rent the house very easily and at a fantastic price because it's on the lake.
Furthermore...
Now what?
Look, why don't I face it? If I've got to go on a business trip to Europe, no matter what the difficulties or problems, you're all going with me.
Do you mind?
No. Now, look, I don't know that I'm going.
Honey, whither thou goest, we all go.
Especially me. I've always wanted to see a real elephant face to face in the jungle.
Yes. Now, we'll need sun helmets, and we better make
a list. And mosquito
sun helmets, mosquito...
The Couple Next Door stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce with Margaret Hamilton and Julie Lawrence and is produced by Walter Hart and directed by Dick Stenta. This is Gaylord Avery.